Happy New Year. All right. You know, for us, each time when it comes to Happy New Year, you wonder, you wish one another Happy New Year until which day, true or not? All right. So many of us will wish one another Happy New Year until Chinese New Year. Okay. All right. And then after that, you add one more. Since I go in fat choy, then ang bao gya lai. Okay, now. Well, each time when we say the word Happy New Year, the next question probably you need to ask will be like, are you really happy? Yeah, is it happy to you? So I hope it's really happy when you wish, okay, one another Happy New Year. Now, last Sunday, I ended the year by preaching a message called Finishing Strong. So all of you finishing strong? Yes, all right. Now, today is the first Sunday, as you hear me just now. And so fast, it's already 1 week. Today is the 7 day, you know. So 7 days pass, okay, so to speak. And I do not know how many of you still keeping your resolution. Okay, Jana was saying how many of you did your resolution. Are you still keeping? Or some of you already broken it? I don't know. Some people said when you do a resolution, after first week is left in the gym already. That's it. Okay. All right. Now, just now you hear that this year we're going to talk about set apart. That is the theme that we, our every nation global. So which means each time when we think about what we're going to do this year, I want you to put on a lens, okay, of setting apart. Okay. When you do that and see how God work wonders, okay, in your life. So when we think about a new year, every turn of the new year is an opportunity for a new beginning. And good amen? All right? Now, it's a time of renewal. Sometimes you think about the past years, wow, all those that you have accomplished or all those that did not, probably the turn of the year, something good, okay, will take place. All right? Now, so how many of you think about when you turn out all this turn to a new year? We know the new year is not just turning a calendar, true or not? It's something new must happen, okay, inside us. How many of you believe that life is full of new beginnings? Yes, all right. So when you are born, it's a new beginning. You know, I always like to say it about my youngest, all right. When she was born, I was in the labor room. Right, I was in the labor room. Okay, all right. So when she was delivered and the nurse will baby will put into the warmer, all right, at the first moment, all right, put a warmer. So when I was just side by side, okay, so when she was placed there, and then she said, "Hi." Wow, I was like, "Wow, you can speak now." Okay, call daddy, all right, now, anyway. So every baby or anyone that's born, okay, is a new beginning. School starts on 2nd January, all right, so school start, new teacher, okay, new friends, new deskmate, and all those. So something new. Probably some of you will be like new school bag, new shoe, new uniform, okay, and all those, right? When you start, or you bought a new place and you move to a new home, and then the new home, new neighbors, new community, or new friends that you got to make, all right? What about those who fall in love for the first time? All the feeling or the first feeling you never felt before all came, all right? So things are there. When you first get married, anybody getting married this year? Planning to? Then you realize when you get married, wow, everything you do together is like, oh, this is the first time we do together as Mr. and Mrs. But you have done that many times, but now it's got title, Mr. and Mrs., okay, for the first time doing together. Now, let me say that God knew that we needed new beginnings, okay? The human spirit inside us, we need that new beginning each time, okay? Especially when turn of the year is a good time. Why? Because there's something inside us that we want to start over again, yes? Sometimes also we need to ask, why we need to start over? Probably in the past we didn't do well, all right? So we needed something to start over so that we improve what has in the past and forget something on the past, but move on to something that is new. Even way back in the creation days of Adam and Eve, right? When God created Adam and Eve, they fell big time. Okay, they fall, okay, into sin. When God created the heavens and the earth, they were created perfect. I mean, Adam and Eve were created perfect. In fact, they no need rest because perfect one. All right. Yet God still create a Sabbath day for them. Why? Because God state the importance, okay, of us to renew this body, okay, of us each time. So turn of a year, yes, there's in the creation day something that repeat, not just on the day, first day, second day, and all those. But when you read, there's something that keep on repeating will be, there was evening and there's morning. And there was evening and there's morning. Why? Because God wants us to experience new beginning. So every year of the year, probably something good, okay, will take place, okay, in our life. Now, this morning, I want to bring a message called Writing the New Chapter. Okay, tell your neighbor left and right. Have you written your, have you written anything? Okay, have you written a new chapter? All right, now. Okay, new year, I was saying like new year is not about just turn the calendar, put out a calendar, next page, day one, day two, and all those. How many of you still keeping those calendar, Chinese calendar with a day one, day two? No, so this one old people only people use. My mom always asks for that, all right? So she will tear one by one. Okay, we don't do that anymore, all right, now. So new year is not just about new house, new car, what else? Anything of those new material things, true or not, all right, now. But something new, I'm repeating myself, there's something new inside us, okay, new in Christ. So in other words, today as we talk about writing a new chapter, all right, what are the some of the things that you want to write in your life? All right, it's a blank page. Okay, what are you going to do? All right, now, how many of you want to write? One of it is to read the Bible throughout the year. How many of you have done reading the Bible at least once, complete the whole Bible at least once a lifetime in your whole life? Yes, a few of that. Very good. If you have not done so, probably it's something that you want to view yourself. To those days, our church will keep on printing cards, okay? 1 year Bible reading here cards. We don't do that anymore because now in the U version, in the digital, you have many plans. Please go into U version. There are many plans for read through the Bible in 1 year. Many, all right? Just choose one, okay? And follow through throughout the whole year. Now, in those days, I knew a friend, okay? He will buy a new Bible every year. I said, why do you buy a new Bible every year? Yeah, because I want to keep up reading the Bible. So the whole year, this person will buy a new Bible, and then he will highlight. How many of you still have the Bible? You still have the real Bible? Okay, you still have all those highlighter. Now the highlighter days are gone already. Now you open new version, you can highlight there. True or not? I can highlight and you have notes. So my dear friend, I couldn't have take any photo, but I found this, all right? His Bible is like that. Even worse than this. Can I say what? Better than this, all right? It's highlight anywhere. He has like yellow is the promise of God. This two is blue is for commandment of God. Red is for this. This is for this and for this. All right. This is amazing. All right. Okay. So I don't know whether you want to do that. So he was telling me that because that helps me to read and reread and reread the Bible again and again each year. Okay. I hope that can be one of your resolution. All right. Now, you know that as you read the Bible, you will soon discover that the Bible does not appear like that. Why? Because somebody wrote it. Okay? Somebody wrote the Bible. Who wrote the Bible? Okay, we can say like this. Okay, two. One is the divine author. Okay, second is human. And human wrote that with the inspiration, okay, of the Holy Spirit. All right? So, hope that gives you a good answer. All right? Now, look at John 21. He said, this is the disciple who is bearing witness, okay, about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now, there are so many other things that Jesus did. Will every one of them to be written? I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that it will be written. So, in other words, there's so much to be written, and probably God is still writing. We do not know, all right? So, friends, I don't know what are you writing as we talk about this, okay, message. Now, in our first worship prayer night, I talk about how you begin your new year. Okay, so you probably some of the things that you need to think about is what were you grateful last year, all right? And then what are you hopeful for this year? I'm really grateful, okay, for all the leaders and all of you, okay, in this house. And also hopeful, okay, that every year that we're able to raise leaders, Okay, and then the plant new life group, plant new churches. I really thank God for the work that we have in Georgetown. And for our star, okay, Ned has been the very good vessel. He has been the good leader. He has been leading the Allow Star, planning everything that was supposed to take place in Allow Star. The last Christmas, we have like 80 over people who show up, and then we're going to keep it up, all right, with our Chinese New Year. And then they have booked 8 tables. 8 tables means 80 people, and all the 8 tables has been sponsored, okay? We just need to fill it up, all right? Friends who are yet to come to know, okay, the Lord. So thank God for BM, okay? Thank God for Raj and Joanna. Okay, the house has exploded. We need to find a new place, all right? Okay, so that's where we are heading, all right? So hopefully by May, when I finish my seminary by May, let's see where we can go, all right? Okay, that's the goal, hopeful, all right? Now, God is still writing, and He has not done writing for your life and my life. Can I go to amen? All right, now, how many of you remember that each time at the end of the year, beginning of the year, you hear this word, the best is yet to come? But when you say that, what does that mean? The best is yet to come. So think about this. The best years that are yet to come is ahead of us. It's not behind. The best years are yet to come. The best story of who you are is yet to be written. The best of what God is wanting to do in this in our church is yet to be written. Yeah, good, amen. All right, so God is not finished with us yet. Okay, our life is still writing. But the question for all of us are, what are you writing? What are we writing? Now, when we think about whatever has been written, they are considered history. Yeah, sometimes we talk so much of a history, but don't stop there. Okay, whatever that we want to write, as we write, as we make history, we write it down. All right, so you got to answer this question, whether we only talk about history or we are making history every time. Tell your neighbor left and right. Look to them eyeball to eyeball. Do you know you are a history maker? That's powerful, huh? All right, now, by that saying, what are you writing? I look at the Bible, there's a group of people who writes the Bible. All right, and they are called the scribes. Say with me, scribe. Some of you are sitting here as scribe. You know, sometimes I go to a live group, I say, what do we reflect? Okay, one of the things that was being preached last Sunday, somehow in a live group, we have one person who say, Pastor, I wrote everything that you spoke, okay, last Sunday. All right, you have point 1, point 2, point 3, point 3. Point 1, point 2, point 3. All right, so anyone here, you write down every messages that been spoken. Yes? All right, yes, there are a few, right? Okay, you probably, look at them. Yeah, you are the scribe. Okay, now. Now, who are the scribes? Let me tell you this. Scribes are among the highly educated ones. They are expert in writing, reading, and interpreting the religious and legal texts. Now, who are they? If I will tell you this, you do not know, I got another story to tell you right now. They are people who enter into the king's courtroom. If you watch many of those K-drama, Jung Seong, Wat Seong, okay, all right. Any of those king, and then there will always somebody seated by the side, and he will record everything, every conversation that the king has. Anyone that comes and appear before the king, all right, and this person will write everything down. What does that speak to us? God is speaking to every one of us. The question is, do we write it down? When you do your devotion, do you write it down? When God speaks into you, when there's a verse that speaks to you, do you write it down? So every typical scribe, okay, as they listen, they will write it down. What is it important for a scribe? A pen and a paper. A pen and a scroll. And they write it down. Okay, today I have like 4 passages of story, okay, to bring this message about this scribe, this group of people called scribe of writing, and there's power in writing. All right, and they have a special role, okay, in history. All right, now, first story I want to tell you is the story of Jeremiah. All right, now, story of Jeremiah is Jeremiah received the word of God and said this: take a scroll and write it on it. all the words that I've spoken to you against Israel and Judah and all the nation for the day I spoke to you from the day of Josiah until today, it may be the house of Judah will hear all the disaster that I intend to do to them so that everyone may turn from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sins. So we do a number of series really that talking about when you read Old Testament, how the people has disobeyed God and how judgment has come. All right, and God will use prophets, okay, to speak, and you also have scribes, okay, who pen all this down. All right, so this is the word given to Jeremiah. Okay, the judgment will come, okay, and Jeremiah is to pen it down, okay, and to say it, okay, to the people. Continue the story. So Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll at the dictation of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord that he had spoken to him. Sometimes I think about, okay, these are all the thoughts. Okay, Darren, write down everything I want to say. Okay, so Jeremiah called Baruch, Jonathan called Darren. Okay, something like that. All right, now, pen down everything now. What happened to Jeremiah at that moment, the context is such that Jeremiah ordered Baruch saying, I am banned from going to the house of the Lord. So you are to go and on the day of fasting, you're going to start fasting tomorrow. Some of you need to start fasting now, cut down on your food, okay, and then so that we begin well tomorrow. So you are to go, and on the day of fasting, in the hearing of all the people in the Lord's house, you shall read the words of the Lord from the scroll that you have written at my dictation. You shall read them also in the hearing of all the men of Judah who come out of their cities. Can you see that? In the context is, Jeremiah is banned from going to church. How many of you like? Pastor said, you cannot come to church. You like? We ban people from coming to church. So what happened was, here was the king banned Jeremiah for coming to church. Okay, because Jeremiah is going to bring judgment. Because the word of God is going to come, bring judgment. But that will not stop Jeremiah. Why? He has a scribe. Scribe, they write, they are expert, they write, they read, and they speak, okay, to the people, all right? So, that's important. I'll come back to that story afterwards. The second story of the story of Mordecai in the book Esther, and we see how scribes comes in. Okay, why writing is so important? There's power in writing. So, this is a story about Haman and Mordecai, but that's not my goal, but I want to bring the person of scribe in this passage. On that night, the king could not sleep. Okay, if anyone could not sleep, a lot of things troubling you, all right, including me. All right, now, he gave orders to bring the book of memorial deeds. That's a book called Memorable Deeds. How many of you still writing diary? Oh, some early days when I was young, I see all the girls have diary, got key, and they also have a key, and got lock, and okay, now, anyway, so those things they write, the secret, okay, now, the chronicles, that means the time, things that are happening, and they were read before the king, and it was found written how Mordecai had told about Bithana. Who wrote that? Who recorded that? The scribes. And it was found written how Mordecai had told about Bithana and Teresh. We don't know who's that, okay? Two of the king Yunah, okay, king Yunah, who guarded the threshold, who has sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor or this thing has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? So it's like the first time the king listened, somebody want to kill me? Somebody want to assassinate me? Who is this? He has no idea that someone actually rescued him or stopped the attempt of assassination. And the king's young man who attended to him said, nothing has been done for him. Really? This person has not been rewarded for saving my life? Okay, so that's the story. So in other words, friends, for your writing, in this story in Old Testament, he actually saved, okay, the life of Mordecai. Okay, if you want to continue reading, it's such that Haman, okay, if you know story, in the sense that there was another evil man by the name Haman, want to wipe out, okay, the Jewish people. All right? So he has all this scheme that's going, but at the right time, the right place, the king couldn't sleep. Bring me the history book, read to me. So when he read to me, and then this account was being read, and he wanted, okay, to reward Mordecai. But Haman has all this plan. So his plan is to build the gallows and hang Mordecai. But everything was turned upside down. Haman was being hanged by the gallows that he made himself. and the nation of Israel or the Jewish people were being saved. How was the nation rescued? The scribe. Because they wrote, they recorded. Right now, go back to this story of Nehemiah. Huh? Now, the story continues. Because Jeremiah was banned. Baruch is to go, whatever is written, dictated, okay, to go and speak to the people. Now, this at the public places. And verse 7, it may be their plea for mercy. So, in other words, when this is being read, the people will respond, say, oh, plea, okay, tolong, okay, don't put judgment on us. Okay, will come before the Lord, and everyone will turn from his evil way, for great is the danger and wrath that the Lord has pronounced against the people. And Baruch, the son of Neriah, did all that Jeremiah the prophet ordered him, reading from the scroll the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. So in other words, how your Bible reading become interesting? Open up your Bible. Read. I told the story before, right? Remember one of the story that this person very well known, when she was young, she has all her girlfriends, okay, come and stay in the house. All right, now when she wakes up in the morning, she say, where are all my friends? And she found out that all of them are seated by the staircase. Then she was wondering, why you're all seated here? They say for the first time they come to a house and somebody is reading the Bible at the downstairs, and it was her father. Okay, and they were amazed, okay, how the word of God has been read. Friend, not only you write, you also read. Okay, now, hear this. Huh? When they all heard the words, they turned to one another in fear. So I don't know, when you read the Bible, what's your response? Fear or rejoice? And they said to Baruch, we must report all these words to the king. So whatever they said, they must tell to the king. Report, okay? Then they asked Baruch, tell us please, how did you write all these words? Was it at his detention? That means they know that Jeremiah, the prophet, is going to receive prophecy and judgment will come. Baruch answered them, he dictated all these words to me while I wrote them with ink on the scroll. And the officials said to Baruch, go and hide, you and Jeremiah. Why? Because the king going to come after them. Going to kill them. And no one know, so that no one will know where you are. Now look at what happened to this king. So they went to the court, okay, take the scroll from the chamber of Elishama, okay, the secretary, and then the king sent Jehudi to get the scroll, and he took it from the chamber, all right, he did read it to the king and all the officials who stood beside the king. So that scroll was brought into the king's courtroom. So they read it. So now the king the Jehudi read that, and the king listened. This is what happened. It was the ninth month. The king was sitting in the winter's house. Now, weather very hot, not winter. And there was fire burning in the fire pot before him. As Jehudi read three or four columns, the king would cut them off with a knife and throw them into the fire pot, until the entire scroll was consumed in the fire and that was in the fire pot. What does that mean? That means, how do we read the Bible? Do you only read the Bible that please you? You shall be prosperous. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. All these things shall be added to you. Oh, yes, yes. The Lord shall supply all according to the riches of his glory. Oh, yes. But anything to do with sin, anything to do with unforgiveness, oh, cut. So this is what happened. All this judgment, the king will take a knife, cut, this one I don't want, this one I don't want, this one I cut, don't want, and throw that. I hope we don't respond that way, okay, when you read the Bible. Otherwise, the Holy Bible is called Holy Bible. So the principle and the promise of God inside here. The do and don'ts, so to speak, okay? The law and all those, okay, that's written. What is forbidden, what is not, okay? What is holy and what is not holy? So setting apart, talking about this year, setting apart, what is holy for us? Today when you say holy, wow, that's a forbidden word. If that's a forbidden word in our life, you got to watch out, okay? How you live your life every day. We are talking about how to live a life that so honor God, all right? Now, so that's a story that go. So the whole scroll is burned. This scripture is just to tell you in verse 27, 28, 32. So now, burn already, ma. So what do you do? The God spoke again to Jeremiah, take another scroll, write again. In verse 32, Jeremiah took another scroll and gave to Baruch, write again, write everything again. You know, I have a relative. That is my sister-in-law, cousin, mother, grandmother, lah. You know, she was so old, meaning 80, 90 years old. You know what she does every day? Because she couldn't walk. What she does every day is to copy the Bible. She has volume after volume. She lived up to 90 over years old. All right, she's a Chinese speaking. So she would, her family in Tolo Intan, actually it's a printing company, okay? Printing, all right? So she take the Chinese Bible, and she has, every time she will has a book with her, and she will copy the Bible every day, book after book, write, and she lives, okay, to 90 years or so. Probably some of us need to do that. I don't know, all right? So we are amazed. Wow. Chinese character, you know, not ABC, you know. Unless you write. Wow. Maybe some of us need to. She's probably the scribe, okay? Now, the story of Jesus. Okay, then after that, one more story will be end. Okay, now, the story of Jesus. The scribe in the days of Jesus. Now, this is a story of Jesus enter, okay, a new year, okay, enter the synagogue. Now, Jesus came to Nazareth. When he had been brought up, as he was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Okay. He stood up and to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unscrolled he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. I hope you all know that their custom is such that every time when there's a set of scroll and passages that they must read, all right, now, where it was written. And those days in Jesus' time, there's no Luke chapter 4, he's holding the scroll of Isaiah, okay? There's no chapter there during the time. Then he said, this was a passage. So you can imagine, Jesus walked in, he took out the scroll that was given to him, okay? He's recognized as a rabbi, all right? So he hold the scripture and he read it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. So when he read that, this me is who me? Who? What me is this? It's Jesus himself. So he's reading that, all right, now. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering the sight to the blind, to set the liberty to those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. He rolled up, after reading that, he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. Was it a boring service? I don't think so, because the Bible says that, and the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. Many times we come to service, our eyes couldn't fix, right? Our eyes fixed different way, you know. We close our eyes, we sleep. All right, now, here was, and he began to say, he sit down and say, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Can you imagine that? Imagine that? When Jesus said, today, you know, this day, this will be fulfilled. That was a prophecy written 700 years ago by Isaiah when God gave him and write. Nothing happens. So each time when the people come is to read what has been written. But nothing has happened yet. Jesus is saying what? Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So from that day onwards, what is Jesus saying? This what we have read is written in the past. Today, start, I'm going out, I'm going to heal the sick. He putting all this, that all has been written into action. You know what I mean? All right, so you go out, he healed the blind. Did Jesus heal the blind? Yes. All right, did he bring good news to the poor? Yes, all right. Did he recover the sight of the blind? Yes. Set liberty of the oppressed? Yes. Proclaim the year of the Lord? Yes. And today, we still continue to do so because Jesus said he has been fulfilled from today onwards. So in other words, the power of writing. What are you writing for this year? If you write nothing, it still become blank page at the 31st of December. Okay, now, going to end. Let me get in now. So how you set apart? As a start for intro for next week, we're going to have 6-part series on Set Apart.
Ned is going to do the part one. Okay, God is holy. Now, to set apart, there has to be a conviction that you want to. If you don't want to, cannot. No? All right? So set apart means you separate. Set apart means it's about holiness. You don't mix with any other. Okay, I like to use the example of tower. Tower, you know, everybody got a tower in the home, right? Tower. You have tower for face, tower for clean the table, yes. You have tower for the floor, yes. You have tower for the toilet. Clean the toilet, one God, yes, all right. Do you use the one in the toilet to wipe your face? No, you set apart. The same toilet, do you use to wash your plate? No, right? So, there has to be a conviction somewhere in your heart. Yes, I want to live a life that honors you. Keeping yourself right before God, honor. Don't go and do something else that disqualify your life. All right? Then, after that, something happened inside. Then you make confession. This is what you do. You write down. This is what you do. So people were happy. They always say, all right? Oh, today I got $1,000. I got $1,000. So you go around there, I got $1,000. True or not? Do you have people like that? Especially your wife? Okay, now. Then you commit to action. Okay? Because it brings from your heart to your mouth and into action. It's set apart, all right? We will talk more about set apart biblical view of holiness, okay, in the next one, few Sundays to come, all right? Now, everything is going to hinder you to set apart. You agree or not? As when you make decision, yes, I want to set apart my life, everything around you is going to hinder you from doing so. You watch it, okay? It will come, all right? But let me tell you, nothing can prevent you from setting apart if you have made a decision in your life. Okay, and confess it. Okay, and then commit to action. Alright now. Last story. Scribe. What's important to a scribe? Pen, scroll. Do you have a pen? Got it. Do you have paper? Yes. But sad to say, when was the last time you bought a pen? I don't know, anybody? The last time you bought a pen? I love fountain pen, right? The last time I used a fountain pen is so long ago, right now. I don't know. You think about it, when was the last time you really buy a pen? I love pen. I like to go to Schaefer, Pilot, Parker, you know, Cross. I like to go and see all these pens, so nice, nicely designed, and they're costly, right now. True. But last time, when's the last time you used one? Look at this story here. God knows way ahead. How many of you know this story of adulterers? Okay, now. What happened to the scribe today at Jesus' time? The scribe and the Pharisee brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and placed her in the midst that they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What do you say, Jesus?" Okay. Then the story goes like that. This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." At once, once more, he bent down and wrote on the ground. Now listen here. Let me go back there. Huh? So they brought, who brought the adulterous woman? The scribes and Pharisees. What happened to this scribe? He's supposed to write what Jesus is doing, healing the sick. And what happened? They go alongside the Pharisee and attack Jesus because the law and the law and the Moses say like that. You cannot, you heal the sick on the Sabbath day. Cannot. Friends, we got to watch out. Not to fall in this trap, we are to write and making history what is to come. All right? What are you going to do? And then write it down and then with a conviction, confession, and commit to action. Now, Jesus knew that today's scribe don't use pen anymore. They use mouth, okay, to attack one another, true or not. So Jesus was powerful because he know that all of us doesn't use pen anymore. Today what? We all use our finger. Jesus showed us. Today, all of us are on the digital finger. Jesus knew this so well, all right? So, friends, I was thinking for so long, should I get everybody a pen or paper? And I realized, we don't buy a pen and paper anymore. Each time we print something, we throw away. Now, friends, you have your phone. You have any all kind of pad, no pad, all like this. I want to encourage you. Instead of every day write something, whatever that, I don't know. But start writing. What are you going to do with your life? Your personal life. You look at what Jesus did. Jesus has the giant pad, which is the sand. And he start writing. Those days, people don't want to touch the ground, you know. So each time when they go to home, what they do? They wash the feet. That's why Jesus talked about washing the feet. Because it's dirt. And Jesus touching this. You're talking about a woman, right? As dirty as this sand. We do not know what Jesus did. Some people say this. He's writing every name of the scribe as a Pharisee. Write all their names. They are equally dirty. As Jesus came to bring deliverance, okay, to this woman. And then, of course, the story say that, where are all of them? Where are all of them? Right? Because there's no sin, you throw the first stone. And then the woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go from now and sin no more. Friends, there is power in writing. Can I go to amen? All right. So question for all of us, what are you writing? What are you writing today? And what do you want to write? Of course, the other question you can ask is, what is, if you were to ask God, God, what is one new thing you're going to write about me? Think about your personal life. Ask question about, is my personal life honors God or not? Is there anything that hinder me? If I want to write a new chapter of my life, what would that be? Think about your relationship. What you want to write about your marriage? What you want to write about your children, your friends, your colleagues? Think about your spiritual life. How is your devotional life? What you want to write about your devotional life? Think about your financial life as well. If your financial life is always write check one, write check and give one, okay, praise God. Not pay debt, not pay debt, okay, all right, but you are very giving. I don't know. Okay, how is your financial? How about your health? What do you want to write about your health? Power in your finger. Okay, there are so many apps, you just tick, 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 okay, what you want to do, all right? So think about that, okay? Okay, last. Two slides is, there's power in the blank page. Beginning of year, I know 7 days has passed, but when you look at the blank page, think about what you're going to write. Okay, what change you want, how you want God to involve in your life. And then I saw this graphic was very nice. It said that you can't start the new chapter if you keep rereading the last one, and then you can't go forward, right? True, huh? Now This one really astonished me, all right? Fascinating. It says, my heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I remember a song that we sang before, my heart overflows. You know, there's a song last time. But I didn't know that the second part was like this. I address my verses to the king, and my tongue is like the pen of the ready scribe. Friends, if you don't have a pen, your mouth. Life and death lies, okay, in your mouth. Okay? What you say, what you write. A good amen. All right, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful God. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Father, today I want to commit all of us into your hands. Father, as we begin the year, today is the first Sunday of the year as well. Father, I pray, Lord, that talking about writing the next chapter of our life, talking about looking at the first blank page, okay, of the year 2024. Father, I ask, oh God, Lord, that hearing this message that we will process, okay, in our heart, in our mind, and spirit. Okay, when we think about our personal life, we think about our spiritual life, we think about our church life, our financial life, our health. What is it, Lord, that
I want to see a change. What is it that I want to write and to see that by the next quarter, the next half year, by end of the year, what will it become? God, same time, Lord, even as we spend time in communicating with you, talking to you, Father, if I ask you, if there's one thing that you will write about me, what would that be? Oh God, I commit all of us into your hands. I give thanks, oh God, Lord, even as we begin the year setting apart, I ask, Lord, that we set apart our mind, our heart, our action before you. I give thanks once again in Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen. Let's give Jesus a big hand.